Proposition 1 reads, shall the Fairbanks North Star Borough exercise, on an area-wide basis, the power to regulate the hours of sale of alcoholic beverages? A vote for Proposition 1 allows the borough to regulate the hours of sale of alcoholic beverages. The borough must have this power in order for Proposition 2 to become law. Proposition 2 deals with the mandated closing hours for liquor stores and bars. Currently, bars and liquor stores must be closed between the hours of 5 and 8 a.m. This initiative requires that they be closed from 2 to 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday. Those who favor Proposition 2 must also vote yes on Proposition 1. Proposition 1 reads, shall the Fairbanks North Star Borough exercise, on an area-wide basis, the power to regulate the hours of sale of alcoholic beverages? A vote for Proposition 1 allows the borough to regulate the hours of sale of alcoholic beverages. The borough must have this power in order for Proposition 2 to become law. Proposition 2 deals with the mandated closing hours for liquor stores and bars. Currently, bars and liquor stores must be closed between the hours of 5 and 8 a.m. This initiative requires that they be closed from 2 to 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday. Those who favor Proposition 2 must also vote yes on Proposition 1. Proposition 3 will approve the building of a combined borough and school board building at a cost of $15,700,000. Supporters say the combined offices will save money through sharing of expensive equipment and other facilities. They also say that office space should be owned rather than rented. Opponents say that voters have already turned down a borough office building. Proposition 5 will allow the borough to use $5 million of state money to offset the bonded indebtedness of the administration building described in Proposition 3. If Proposition 3 does not pass, this money will be available for other projects. Proposition 4 provides for the upgrading and remodeling of Maine School at a cost not to exceed $2.5 million. Supporters say this amount is far less than the cost of a new school. Opponents say the building is an architectural nightmare and no amount of remodeling will correct some of its basic problems. Proposition 6 is a poll of the community to find out how people feel about a nuclear arms freeze. A yes vote would result in the following resolution being sent to the President and Congress. The people of the Fairbanks North Star Borough petition President Reagan and the United States Congress to pursue a mutual freeze and eventual disarmament of the nuclear powers on the testing, production, and deployment of nuclear weapons and of missiles and new aircraft designed primarily to deliver nuclear weapons, with verification safeguards satisfactory to involved nations. A no vote would indicate that voters do not support this resolution. Proposition 7 is a poll of the community to learn if there is support for limiting the terms of borough mayor and assembly members to 2 consecutive terms. Supporters say that 6 years is sufficient to carry through any desired programs. Opponents feel that an effective office holder should be allowed to continue to seek office. Even if Proposition 7 passes, the assembly must pass an ordinance before terms of office can be limited. The League of Women Voters reminds you to vote on October 5th. Okay, you ready? Okay. Proposition A provides for a property tax exemption of 20% of the maximum amount allowed by state law. Presently, that amount is $10,000. The borough allows taxpayers to apply for a property tax exemption of 20% of the assessed valuation of residential property to a maximum of $10,000. Passage of Proposition A by city voters means that within the city limits of Fairbanks, this exemption would be the full $10,000. Oh, rats. All right. Take two. Proposition A provides for a property tax exemption of 20% of the maximum amount allowed by state law. Presently, that amount is $10,000. The borough allows taxpayers to apply for a property tax exemption of 20% of the assessed valuation of a residential property to a maximum of $20,000. Passage of Proposition A by city voters means that within the city limits of Fairbanks, this exemption would be the full $10,000, regardless of the assessed valuation of the residential property. Proposition B changes the wording of the Home Rule Charter of the City of Fairbanks to give the city mayor the power to veto resolutions as well as ordinances. A resolution is an expression of the opinion of the city council and does not become law. A yes vote allows the mayor to veto resolutions as well as ordinances. A no vote means that the present work... Proposition B changes the wording of the Home Rule Charter of the City of Fairbanks to give the city mayor the power to veto resolutions as well as ordinances. A resolution is an expression of the opinion of the city council and does not become law. A yes vote allows the mayor to veto resolutions as well as ordinances. A no vote means that the present wording of the Home Rule Charter stands and the mayor cannot veto a resolution. The League of Women Voters reminds you to vote on October 5th.
Symphony No. 8 in F major, Opus 93, by Ludwig van Beethoven. The performance featured the Arctic Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Gordon Wright. That brings to a close this Entrada presentation, featuring the Arctic Chamber Orchestra under the baton of Gordon Wright. On this concert, we have heard the music of Monteverdi, John Adams, Bernard Crusell, and Ludwig van Beethoven. Featured soloist was clarinetist Theodore de Corso. Entrada is a series of concerts featuring performances given in the Fine Arts Concert Hall on the campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. This concert was recorded on October 4th, 1981, for broadcast at this time. Producer for Entrada is Phil Falkowski. Continuity was written by Mike Barrett, and I'm your host, Lee Salisbury. We hope you've enjoyed this concert and will rejoin us when Entrada is next presented on this station. Entrada is a production of KUAC-FM in Fairbanks for distribution to members of the Alaska Public Radio Network.